It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Escort, hooker, prostitute, whore, I don't mind what you call me.
Thank you, baby.
Missed it by that much.
Thank you, Max. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh.
Want to address two things that we dealt with earlier in the broadcast
before we
get the door. And also want to remind everybody, tomorrow on the show, Funny Man.
Are you all right?
I just swallowed my water the wrong way. Funny Man Steve Carell,
star of
Get Smart, will be our guest.
Scheduled to appear.
Big O and Dukes, the Buzz Babes. And a birthday BYOB Friday.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Oh, shucks. I have no idea what's planned, so it should be a lot of fun.
58.
Hold on. I got to get this out of my throat. Hold on. There we are.
Use your cough switch.
You want me to hit the cough
button? The one that's right in front of me, right? Asses! If only we had a goddamn engineer that could come in here and take care of it.
Here's one now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Let's give a nice round of applause to Bear.
All right.
Earlier in the broadcast,
fine human,
we was doing our sleuthing. We actually were trying to have a little inquisition and find out exactly what happened to our porn. I got no answers. I got no satisfaction. Mm-hmm. We have we really don't have suspects.
No, we don't.
Everybody has a relatively clean alibi. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we realized that we have cameras. Now, not right here in the studio, right? Do we have cameras in the studio?
Not in the studio.
But at the door, right?
Why is that? I swear to God, I'm having a gas bubble coming out of my throat.
Mike, do you think cameras are free?
We had them over in Rockville, right? Weren't they on us in Rockville?
Yeah, they wasn't on you, definitely, in Rockville.
Were we funny? Oh,
listen to the way he said that. Why did you say definitely like that?
Because I don't know if you knew exactly where they were. They were there.
Yeah, we did. We knew. Exactly.
Watching us all the time.
Yes. Yep.
I really wanted to come in with some spray paint one day and cover them all up. That's what I wanted to do. But we've got, Bear, where exactly are the surveillance cameras at WJFK? Where are they located? Because our porn was here in the studio, and it's been stolen.
Yes, yeah. Okay. The camera that points down this hallway is right back towards BBK's
cubicle. So you're talking about the outside hallway here at WJFK. Yeah. When you leave the studio, goes all the way down, goes by the producer's room, the green room, and really outside of being in the studio, that's where you go if you're associated with the radio show.
Exactly.
So if it was somebody that was aware of our porn, they might do that. You reviewed the tape between, what was it, Buzz, 2 and 2:30?
He said 2:10.
2:10.
2:35. That's the entire window.
And you narrowed it down there. Now, are these a series of still shots, or is it actually running time?
It's running time.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it high def?
No.
It is color, though.
Is it clear enough where you could actually make out faces and be able to see who stole our porn?
Well, by being a DVD, it's so small, they could have stuck it in their pocket, but I got four suspects that came in this area.
Uh-huh. Now, here's the deal.
In that window.
I said it again. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
But this is the deal. We've had everybody say they're all at Food Stock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then we've got John Norman, who said he was...
He was in the air studio,
but
heard nothing.
He was in the air studio, heard nothing, not associated with it.
Right.
Well, I'm going to give it to you right now. Who are the suspects right now? You saw people floating around, right?
Yeah, I saw four.
Look at how definitive he is.
Four people come in this area. I couldn't see if they came in the studio, but they definitely came down this corridor.
Now, you know what will be good about this?
This is good. Now, write these down because we got our suspects here.
When the investigation continues, we can speak to both VZ and John Norman, who are in the other two studios.
As witnesses,
exactly. Yes.
Because if they didn't see them... They obviously came in here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
So outside
and maybe we are going to have the culprit and put him behind bars.
So Bear
likes that sound.
But between the time that I left the studio, because I think I was the last one out of here, and the time that I returned, who did you see in that period of time?
Okay, starting from directly at 2:10, the time that you gave me, Sven Lloyd.
Sven Lloyd.
Okay. He was the first one.
Now that
we haven't even spoken with, he'll be here tomorrow too. Mm-hmm.
That surprises me. I thought he would have been at the event.
But why would he like a regular porn?
Back.
Well, you know what?
Right.
There's both kinds of people on the porn.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you can see men's things.
Yes.
As well.
Isn't that right?
All right, so Sven Lloyd. But Sven Lloyd, nobody's mentioned this. And nobody like, Landfill, he didn't say anything about that either.
No.
This is fascinating.
And
right.
By very nature, homosexuals are devious.
Oh, God. There's Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak. Rob, we'll see you at the Gay Pride Parade.
I'll be there.
We're going to send Rob up to Baltimore. Hey, is it Baltimore Pride this weekend?
I don't know.
Well, somebody's going to call me if it's Baltimore Pride. I'd like to know. All right, Sven Lloyd, we got one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your next candidate was Bo.
Okay, we talked to Bo.
Bo didn't mention whether or not he came in. He just said
he definitely turned down in this corridor.
Mm-hmm.
in this time frame.
You know, this is serious. I'm actually,
that's
you know,
two.
I'm really beginning to think. He didn't say anything about being back here, did he?
No, he just said he was scared he was going to be a suspect because there weren't many people in the building.
Strange.
And then he sort of trailed.
He did omit the fact that he had come back to this area. Mm. And he's never back here.
Why would he come back here?
He's only back here when he's summoned to be back here.
Right.
All right, who else?
In your next two, almost, they were back-to-back. BDK.
Another one that claimed no knowledge of what's going on. And why would he be here when he's really associated with the Junkies show? And he occasionally comes in when we summon him also, but he's never back here.
He should be next to Mr. Donahoe.
That's right.
Simultaneous.
Leo Donahoe.
Simultaneous. But I thought he was at Food Fest with me that day. So I don't know why he came back.
It was Food Stock.
Oh,
not food fest.
Stock. Oh, sorry,
just
food
kidding.
Stock.
And the third suspect, you said these guys were back.
Yeah,
the fourth.
Fourth. And the fourth one was Ryan.
Ryan?
From traffic. He
and you
came
say
down here.
BDK and Ryan were simultaneous.
They were almost.
Who the hell's
back
Ryan?
Ryan has the hair like this,
spike,
and he has a delicious
hair.
Southern accent.
Oh, Ryan with the Southern accent. Yeah.
Astro Boy.
Oh, you know, I had a conversation with Ryan. He's like, I don't know. He's got that kind of Southern thing going on. I don't
know
what's going on.
But you
know
what?
I have no idea where the things are. I figured, you know, there's one around everybody else around here.
Being in traffic, Ryan has a reason to come and check with the board off.
Yes, he does. That's true.
So, okay, then that eliminates
traffic,
Ryan.
We should say.
But wait a minute. Just because he's got a reason to be down here doesn't mean he wouldn't be.
And
Bo has no reason.
These are four legitimate suspects.
Absolutely.
I am saying they are
exactly
all under serious suspicion. Now, you reviewed the tape when they came back here. Did anything appear unusual when any of the, did you study this tape, Bear?
Yeah, I was looking at it. I mean, like I said, by being small enough, if they stuck it in their pocket, and like I said, since the previous, we had a few things walk away from here.
Right.
So they know the cameras are there. So if they stuck it in their pocket,
not
they
visible.
Just walk straight past. Right.
I like Bear doing this.
Right.
I really feel like I'm talking to an investigator right now. Bear ought to have like a whole cop suit on right now.
And let me remind Your Honor, we have reason to believe there may have been two thieves involved in this since duplicate DVDs were taken. So I was just alerted when he said BDK and Ryan were simultaneous.
What I think, Buzz, this whole thing about two people, let me tell you why I don't buy
back
that.
Back and to the left.
I think the person that took the one probably took the other, but why would you take all the ones in the boxes and then reach into mine and just take the DVD? That's a lot of work.
And also, the thing that bothers me about that is that packaging is not a quick get in and get out package.
No, not the one for the what's the movie? The Temptation,
The Craving.
The Craving.
The one.
Yeah. You've watched that. You've watched The Craving, haven't you, Bear?
No.
I'm sorry. That's
like
I'm going to hell. I'm looking at his cross around his neck when I'm asking him that
like
question.
I like Buzz's theory of two people.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Well, we've got four suspects. So you're saying to me you think maybe BDK and Bo or Bo and Sven Lloyd or
I can tell you this.
Or Ryan the Southern boy, the innocent, boyish, good looks Southern boy that all the girls like furiously. Here's my theory. Would you like to hear it?
Please.
Please.
Here's Ryan the Southern boy. Furiously addicted to pornography, collecting it, stealing it, and the time he even hears about it, he goes crazy. BDK, too obvious for me.
It is a little obvious, yes.
BDK
maybe
also,
that's
I
the
would
diversion.
Think, he could get that kind of stuff, I think, whenever.
Maybe Ryan's not even from the South. Maybe he's from, like, Massachusetts.
Here's another thing. Wait a minute. Here's why I think Bo. Who's the youngest of the bunch? Would it be Bo?
Bo
looks younger.
I believe is the youngest.
I think Bo is the youngest. And
or Sven.
Sven.
Yeah.
Sven is younger than Bo.
Well, you have to realize, though, Sven with the gay card, I am less likely to look at him. Even though you say, yes, it's got men's junk in there, you've got to really take a good look at Sven before you make him a prime suspect.
Maybe
yes.
Sven is working for someone else.
Let me tell you why.
We're on a remote broadcast that day.
Let me tell you why I like Bo.
Interesting.
Because the younger... The more the desire.
The more hormones.
Really.
Let me tell you why
there was a time
like
in my life I would have stolen pornography liberally.
Let me tell you why I like Bo.
Why?
No.
Great ass.
I think you've covered that already.
were you using like and like cop speak like? Is that what you were doing?
No.
I like Bo for this crime.
That was you were doing that.
I want to reach out to him. Bear, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go? This has been unbelievably helpful.
I said two things. The two that were back here the longest was definitely Sven and Bo.
Okay.
They spent more than 5 minutes back here.
That's good intel.
I like this.
I
like this
a lot.
All right, Barry, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Is Bo still here, Bethann? He's gone.
No.
Bo
he left.
Bo is over the border.
Bethann? Please, for the love of God, radio. She doesn't care anymore. radio microphones. Yes, you answer me over there. I can't. First of all, I can't hear you, yeah. And I know the lovely listening audience can't hear you. What is the deal? He's gone now.
Yeah, everybody is.
Close the business.
Is he one of your little favorites?
I like Beauregard.
Of course you do. Like, yes. Beauregard.
Yes. Beauregard?
Hello, Beauregard.
How do you feel about the Sven Lloyd thing?
I think he came back to talk to John Normand. You know, because they...
Yet John didn't mention it. We asked John.
I don't think John remembered it.
Right.
And he was just concerned about his own ass at that time.
We're all concerned about John's ass.
I like Beau for the crime. I'll tell you, for the simple reason, the youngest guy, Sven. Now, I think Rob, incidentally, let me just hit you to what Rob's doing here.
Yeah.
Rob likes Sven because Sven is different. Mm-hmm. See, do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Rob persecutes the different. You know that. He always has, and he always
will.
You bring
me anyone, Mike, and I'll point out how they're different from me. Yeah. I'm different from everyone in this room.
Would you entertain a question, Beth Ann, while we have
Beth
you
Ann
in the
is a female, and that's different.
That is different.
Thank you.
Oh, so different.
She's an augmented female.
Mike from Aspern, how are you?
Very good. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you, sir?
Great show, by the way.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We're just very curious, and we have to ask the question that America's wanting to know.
Right.
On the twins for Beth Ann.
Oh, God.
How big are the eyes? And.
God.
And,
it's okay. It's a valid question.
it's a legitimate question.
He's already gotten a T-shirt as far as I'm concerned.
And down there, are we completely.
All right. We don't need to go. We don't need to go with any more detail than
that. Now it's gone too far for you.
It has. hey, the eyes were fine. You know, it's like, hey, Mike, hang up and listen, all right? I know you're going to have to. You want to make sure all appendages are accessible. Would you care to answer any of these?
Can I venture a guess?
Rob, calm down for a second. No, you, Rob.
I have a good guess.
Rob, settle down for a second. You have the right.
To remain silent.
You have the right to handle this any way you see fit. You can answer it cryptically. You cannot answer it. You can answer it directly. You can answer anything you wish to answer. That's what I say because I am a good person to work with. Am I not?
You are, but you want me to answer it.
I don't care.
Okay,
Rob is venturing a guess.
I know there are choices. What are the choices that you meant?
Well, now we can
One's
get...
like a Reese's peanut butter cup. And what's the other one?
Rob said Marty Feldman eyes.
That means they don't point...
Are those my two choices?
They don't look in the same direction. That's what that means.
I told you it was a good guess.
Straight forward.
Good for you, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
All right. I will look down there. You don't have to.
Also, like Marty Feldman.
But let's take the first question, which I thought was a valid question.
First things first.
I am. I'm going to lay some change out on the table. Okay.
Oh, good.
I'm going to lay out a
half dollar.
A Susan B. Anthony silver dollar.
Okay.
Sure.
And I'm going to lay out a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I'm going to lay out a saucer for a cup of coffee. Would there be anything that would approximate for that gentleman, just because he wants to know?
I would say a Susan B. Anthony.
Oh.
Wow.
Bravo.
Do you see what else is on the table?
What's on the table?
An eraser and a jelly bean.
Wow. Somebody's horny now.
Yeah.
Somebody wants a little more detail. Somebody's in his little wheelhouse right now. an eraser or a jelly bean.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you know what?
Sure.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Okay.
You know, another day, perhaps.
You don't care to answer the second part of the question?
No.
No, you don't. Okay.
Buzz, draw a picture someday.
We can speculate.
I will.
We can speculate.
Thank you.
In fact, that might be more fun.
Yeah. We'll let her leave the room first.
Could be a Jelly Belly. Could be a Brox.
Well, we're down. We're in another zip code right now.
We
moved past the Jelly Belly and the eraser. Okay.
He hasn't.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a particular firework right now.
Get it.
Like a whistling
Dixie? What are the things that used to like make a really long ash?
Oh, snakes.
Snakes. Snakes, baby. Down there, I would say... relatively natural.
I have a guess.
You do?
She used to work at the Triad.
Okay. So you think very...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you? You want to play this game?
I can guarantee you this. Whatever it is, it's mirror friendly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It would have to be.
I think. Why are you looking at me? Don't you think it probably is?
Oh, the guy hung up. I was going to give him a T-shirt. That's fantastic.
Well,
all right.
It's another one for us.
Well, we haven't gotten our suspects rounded up yet. They're not here, but they're going to be here tomorrow. The suspects are as follows. Sven Lloyd.
Yes.
Bo.
Yes.
Beauregard. Also, Ryan, correct?
Yes.
And who's the last one? I missed the last one because I wasn't thinking seriously.
Let's see.
About.
Sven, Bo, BDK, and Ryan.
BDK. Yeah. We'll have some more grilling tomorrow to find out about our porn and who took it away because I am very – I swear to God, do not underestimate the youthful pull of pornography.
The hormones. Speak.
How old would we estimate Beauregard to be?
I think he's 23, isn't he? Didn't he say
that? I would say right that, 23, 24.
And if I mean, I really will go. They're all in that same age group, right. Aren't they really? I think BDK is 25, 24. I think Ryan is maybe younger, too. You know, at that age, man, they're on fire.
And
not as much as like if they were 18. If they were 18,
the
power of it would be, you know, oh, my God, I've got a quiet moment. Look at that. It is calling to me. I know how I would look at it. I would look at that box of pornography and go, oh, my God, there's
and
no one here.
I'd be tempted.
Since they are CBS employees, they don't have the disposable income to get it on their own.
Yes, and that's pretty quality stuff that Buzz got. He got a really nice care package.
Now, what are we interested in here? Do we want punishment? Do we want revenge? Or do we just want the porn back and all will be forgiven to honest person?
I think we want everything.
I can't give you an honest
answer.
Right.
You just have to wait and see.
I'll tell you, we're having fun with this, but there's a part of me.
Oh yeah,
this is pissing me off.
No,
if somebody's like rooting around in here and grabbing other people's stuff, that makes me angry. And didn't we have some other examples of it too here at the station?
Yes, we have.
Hasn't some little things gone walking?
Yeah, and we thought we were past that, but this is serious as far as we're concerned.
All right, here's the deal. I think what it should be is certainly a tongue lashing.
Well, that goes without saying.
From Miss McBride.
and
her silver
dollars. That's the only reason he brought it up. And then, an old-fashioned tree taping.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a long time since we've
done
that.
Something entertaining.
Well over a year.
I think that would be, and really, if we can't get a straight answer out of any of them, perhaps next week, each day. We have an interrogation of a different kind.
Fair enough. Whatever it takes to get to the truth.
I want to just find out what's going on. Something has happened
here. We just want to know, mainly. Yeah.
That's all.
And what if it happened at the factory? You know what? And seriously, you know how you got that suggestion?
Yes.
You should make that call. You
okay.
should call Wicked and ask them how much was – do you have the box still?
No. Beth Ann dispatched the box.
Oh,
it's gone.
So we might not be able to do that. Would you think
– I did double-check the box to make sure all the goodies were taken out of
it. Did they know that they were sending porn movies to the three of us? Did they know that's who they were coming to?
It seemed intentional from appearances. And as I recall, before I went up to that meeting – this is the part I can't swear to, but I'm pretty sure we each had five.
I think so. I saw piles.
Okay. All right. Well, then, see whatever information you can get to add to this, and we'll take care of that.
In the industry, in this industry of porn, Mike,
yes,
there are no accidents.
We'll see what happens, Silver Dollar. All right, you ready to play the game, gentlemen?
Please.
Yes.
All right, you know how this one works. We've got a Mike O'Mara T-shirt on the line for anybody that can last 30 seconds without saying when we give you a subject like. I like pornography because, you know, you talk for 30 seconds.
Right.
You do not say
ever.
As soon as we hear that. Bammo, you are out of there. Get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. We will play the game for a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt and more prizes as well. If it's really challenging, I might give you passes to Northern Virginia's Brewfest. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
And a pair of tickets to see Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah, pinkin' party.
More fun, more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.